A look at this week's news to start with. And up to half of the UK population may be living with chronic pain. But when investigating pain, most of our studies make a rather big omission. If they're in mice, they're all being tested on male mice, which may mean that many females are missing out. This week, researcher Jeffrey Mogul revealed that 78% of studies published in the journal Pain last year only used male mice, and he urged scientists to include female mice in their studies in future. To find out more, Georgia Mills spoke to Dr. Ewan St. John Smith, who works on pain at the University of Cambridge.
Jeff Mogul runs a large research group in Canada, and for a long time he's been a proponent of the fact that biomedical scientists have been missing out by focusing most of their research, most of their rodent research, on only using males. And he's got, you know, a lot of research suggesting, hey, look, it's very important to consider looking at males and females because there are big differences in the biology and the responses that you can measure to whatever behavioural test you are doing. And his main area of focus has been pain. And he's shown, you know, it makes a big difference in certain pain models and for certain therapies. If you're using groups of males versus groups of females, you can get different results. And his main thing is that researchers should be making a bigger consideration when planning their experiments as to whether they should be using females, males, or a mixture. And if they are only going to be using males, how is that justified and is it justifiable? I mean, there may be a reason, but that's what his main argument is. It's an important factor that lots of people are just ignoring.
What proportion of studies are using just male mice?
The majority of studies are using just males. If you go back in time, the main reason for this is thought to be that female animals obviously have an estrous cycle, you have hormonal fluxes, and therefore that will introduce a rather difficult to control variable into studies.
Just to play devil's advocate, what's a small thing like gender when you're using an entirely different species?
Again, it depends what your research question is. My group focuses a lot on rheumatoid arthritis. This is a condition that is mainly prevalent in females. So one could argue that, you know, we don't understand a huge amount about how rheumatoid arthritis is caused. Maybe it would be of benefit to focus studies on rheumatoid arthritis on females, or to at least include females and males in studies of a disease that's most common in females. You can track the different members of a study through to see if there are any differences between sex. Sometimes there might be, sometimes there won't be. But if you only focus on males, you might miss out on something.
And what kind of real-world implications could this, omission be having?
Well, there's one study that came out several years ago where there was a certain protein called toll-like receptor 4, and the researchers identified that when you knocked this gene out, so you removed the gene from the animals, they no longer developed neuropathic pain. So that's a sort of pain associated with nerve damage. So this looked like this particular protein would be a good target in understanding more about developing analgesics for treating neuropathic pain. But then it turned out that this was only true in males. If you remove the gene in female mice, it didn't make any difference. And that's just a piece of evidence, along with lots of others from different research groups, showing that the biology of how pain is caused at certain levels is different between males and females. Some of the stress-induced analgesia that is present in males and females has different pathways. So I think there's numerous bits of evidence accumulating, suggesting that it's not going to be different at every single point of the pain pathway. But if you don't look, you might miss something. Jeff Mogul himself has reanalyzed a lot of data that's published, and his general feeling is that you can statistically show that females appear to be more sensitive to and less tolerant of pain than men.
Could it be argued then that a whole host of pain treatments are then engineered for men and may not be effective for women at all?
I don't know about ones that are currently in the clinic, but I think the same as if you look at cancer research, scientists are trying to understand more about very specific differences between different sorts of cancers and whether certain subgroups of people would be susceptible to certain treatments and others wouldn't be. So, you know, this idea of personalized medicine, I can certainly imagine a case where, you know, there'll be certain pain medications that may be developed that are far more efficacious in females than men or vice versa. But again, if you don't look to see if there are differences there, you're not going to find them. And you may end up developing a treatment that looks great in male mice fails in clinical trials because your clinical trial may have involved both males and females.
Ewan St. John Smith at the University of Cambridge speaking about that piece of research published this week in Nature Perspectives.